This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I interviewed a woman about her book, The Well-Gardened Mind, The Restorative Power of Nature. In it, Sue Stewart Smith discusses how her grandfather, a World War I British veteran, had nearly died as a POW in Turkey, made it back a shell of a man, and how his gardens restored not just his physical health, but his mental health. It's been well documented how being out in nature, tending gardens, growing flowers and vegetables, getting our hands in the dirt, has healing powers. I really got into gardening after the death of my father and brother just a year apart. Gladiolas always remind me of my dad. They bloom around the time he died. It's not a sad memory for me, but an acknowledgement that life goes on, and in beautiful ways if we look. As we've all been going through so much collectively and individually this last year and a half, the garden has become a refuge for many more than ever before. The joy of planting a seed and watching it spring forth from the soil, grow, and become that tasty vegetable or beautiful flower or towering tree that gives us hope. My father loved homegrown tomatoes and would grow them in buckets on the side of the house. After living in Australia, he became fond of the banana plant and started one in a big tub in Minnesota. Every year, he would lug that thing in and out of the house as the seasons changed. Drove my mom nuts. But there was something about it that brought him joy. May you find joy in your garden this weekend. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spike's and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.